Today she's Masechet Pesachim Daf Ayin Tes Daf Ayin Ches. We will begin on Daf Ayin Ches Amar Aleph at the second line. Begins the Gemara Neimin Masnisin. The Gemara wants to suggest Neimin Masnisin to like Rabbi Yosi that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya a Braisa teaches us Rabbi Leza Omer Hatzitz Meratz Al Achilas that as we discussed extensively. In our previous year, that the Torah Gedosha tells the Kohen Gadol to wear a tzitz, and the Torah tells us that the wearing of the tzitz is meratz al achilas, it is mechaper on tumah, on unknown tumah, and we had a discussion on what part of tumah is the tzitz meratz. So the Gemara says a tzitz meratz that Lez's opinion. Unlike what we learned in the previous year, is even the part that's eaten by the Kohanim, even the part that's eaten by the Yisraelim, all of that is Hatzitz Meratzah, the Tzitz is Mechaper on that as well. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Ein Hatzitz Meratzah Al Achilas, that only the portion of the carbon that's put on the Mizbeach is the Tzitz effective for if it is tamei, not for the part that is eaten. Kusalka datach. So the Gemara wants to assume midakamer riosi ain a tzitz meratz al achilas that the tzitz is not effective for achilas. It must be kreveshuas filei that he also agrees with the opinion of Yeshua that we learned and will learn. The Yeshua's opinion is being entirety in order to be able to do zrikas adam. And thereby, the carbon will be an effective carbon. Bine tarte, we have to have basar and dam. Now, says the Gemara, if that's the case, name and what makes us say that? Because why do we need to know if the tzitz is meratz al achilas or not? The reason we need to know it is because if it's meratz al achilas, then it's considered as if the basar is in existence. And if it's considered as if the basar is in existence, then according to Yeshua, Zrikas Adam will be effective. But if it's not Meratz Al Achilas, then there's no way we could do Zrikas Adam. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, then there's no need to discuss if the tzitz is Meratz Al Achilas or not. So now says the Gemara, Neima Hashta. So now, if we hold like Rabbi Yossi holds like Yeshua. Masnisen, our Mishnah, the like Rabbi Yossi, can't follow the opinion in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah taught us that we have the five kabbonis that the Mishnah said are brought betumah. Now, if the tzitz is not meratzah on the basar, so then we don't have basar. And if we don't have basar, we can't do Zrikas Adam. Yet, because if he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. And yet, our Mishnah said that we can do Zrikas Adam. Says the Gemara, Loi, our Mishnah could follow even the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi is going to hold like Rabbi Lezer, Dom or Dom Af Bishem Basar. Even though the tzitz is not Meratz al Achilas, and therefore since the tzitz is not Meratz al Achilas, it's considered as if we don't have Basar here, it still will not make a difference. And the reason it wouldn't make a difference is because we don't need Basar in order to do Zrikas Adam. The opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, as we discussed a moment ago, so what's the difference if the tzitz is or isn't meratz al achilas? We don't need the basar anyway. Ul tamech, ask the Gemara. If you're going to ask this type of question, says the Gemara, we could ask a question on Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer we started today's shir says how matzitz meratzah that the tzitz works on achilas, but why would Rabbi Lezer need that the tzitz shemiratzah on achilas? Since Rabbi Lezer's opinion is kima da amadam av bishem basar that we could do zrikas adam even if there is no basar, so tzitz meratzah on achilas l'may hilchasa. Why does it make a difference to us if the tzitz is meratzah? We don't need it anyway. Ella, there's a reason for the two halachic. Reasons. One is lamikveh bepigel. The halacha is that in order for a carbon to be considered pigel, that if the kohen, when he did the avoid of the carbon, one of the dollar avoid, the shchita, kabbalah, aloch, zrika. He had a machsheves pigel, a machsheves of chutz lezmanoi. The aloch is, the carbon becomes pigel. But if, that's only if you have basar. But if you don't have basar, then there's no pigel. Ula fuke b'dei mi'ila. Normally, kabbanis, that are kachi kachim, only lose the iser, are no longer subject to the iser mila after you did a proper zrikas adam. But if there is no proper zrikas adam, then it's still subject to pigel. And that's going to be kamiflagi, says the Gemara, the machloikas of Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Elazar sover tzitz meratza tzitz alvei. The tzitz works, is effective even for the portion of the carbon that's eaten. And therefore, it considers this carbon ketohar, as if it's a perfectly fine carbon. If it considers it like a perfectly carbon, so if you have a carbon that has no other disqualification other than pigel, so then the carbon could become pigel. The kavaleh pigel, the carbon could become pigel. And also, it could be mafgalei midei mila. If the carbon is considered perfectly fine because the tzitz was meratza, certainly on the dam, everybody holds that way, and it was also meratza on the basar, so then you have a perfectly fine carbon, and if there's no other disqualification, and the kohen had a mechsheves chutz l'zmanoi, it will be considered pigel. And also, like all kabbanis, that when you do the zrika, it no longer is subject to me'ila. However, Rabbi Yossi Sover, loy meratza tzitz alei, the tzitz is not effective on the basar, therefore, v'loy machsh v'loy katar, so it doesn't turn this carbon into a perfectly tardig carbon. So therefore, as we've learned many times, a carbon can only be subject to hilchas pigel if there's no other disqualification. But now that Rabbi Yossi is saying that this carbon, the tzitz did not affect the meat, it still has another disqualification. If it has another disqualification, like kavaleh b'pigel, it can't become pigel. And furthermore, since the person who this meat is not edible, so like mapgleim de mila, then the zrika doesn't affect that it should no longer be subject to hilchas meila. So now so even though we have established that Reb Yossi could follow the opinion of Reb Elazar, and therefore zrikas adam can be done, even though we don't have basar, why we have a machlokes between Reb Elazar and Reb Yossi, who both at this point of the Gemara hold that we could do zrikas adam even though we don't have basar, what is the point of tzitz meratza l'chilas, or ain't that tzitz meratza l'chilas, the Gemara was able to identify. Ask the Gemara. Maskla Rameri, even though the Gemara at this point has sort of been successful in being able to explain that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, but ask the Gemara, I have a different issue why I have to hold that the Mishnah cannot follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Because Nan Nemi, even if you're going to suggest, as we just explained, that Rabbi Yossi sovereign Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara, so Bishlama, Zvachim, by kabbonis that which were brought, so betuma. So even though the tzitz is not meratz ala oichlim, but there's dam, and the dam is we have zrikas adam, and that's why the kabbonis that were spoken about in our Mishnah will be acceptable. But we also spoke about the carbon oimer. So by the carbon oimer, we explained the carbon oimer is like a type of. The carbon oimer is like a type of carbon mincha. So you have the koimitz. Namid ikka, there's the koimitz that's put on the mizbeach. And even though Rabbi Yossi holds ena tzitz meratza la'oichlim, on the part that's not put on the mizbeach, the tzitz cannot be effective, but it can be effective for the koimitz that's put on the mizbeach. And that's why the carbon will be a good carbon. Lechem aponim, we know that every Shabbos they put in the new lechem aponim, took out the old lechem upon him. And when they took out the old lechem upon him, on the top of the shulchan, there were two bezichim, there were two spoons of levoina. And those two spoons of Levoina were burnt on the Mizbeach. So also, we have something that's burnt on the Mizbeach, the Bezichin, for which the tzitz will be Meratza. Nami Ika Bezichin that are put on the Mizbeach. But as the Gemara, the Lechem, Shteya Lechem that we discussed, that's brought on Shavuos, that there's no part of the Shteya Lechem that's put on the Mizbeach. So my Ikla Meimer, since there's no part put on the Mizbeach, it's only Nechal. And Rabbi Yossi holds, as we started today's shir, the Ein Hatzitz Meratza Al Achilles. So how can we bring them B'tomo V'chi Teima? And if you want to say that when the Mishnah spoke about the Shtei Lechem, it also, as we discussed in our previous shir, with the Shtei Lechem, we brought two kvasim that are for carbon and lekarvimam. And when we're speaking about the Shtei Lechem in our Mishnah, we're not focusing on the Shtei Lechem because the Shtei Lechem is all eaten by the Kohanim. What we're speaking about is the Karbonis that are brought with them. And Rabbi Yossi is going to be saying that since we put that dam on the Mizbeach, for which the tzitz will be Meratza, so once we put the tzitz on the Mizbeach, once we put the dam on the Mizbeach, for which the tzitz is Meratza, that's why it affects the Shtei Lechem as well. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to explain the Mishnah, but Hainu Shal Mitzibur. So that's the Shal Mitzibur that the Mishnah spoke about. Vim Kain Havel Arba. So then our Mishnah began by saying that there are five Kabbonis that are brought B'tumah. It's not really five, it's four. Because the Shtei Alechem, what makes it work, is not the Shtei Alechem, it's the Kvasim that are brought along with them, that we have their dam on the Mizbeach. Ella, says the Gemara, Kesavar Rabbi Yossi, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. It must be that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And since, as we spoke in the previous year, if one will hold the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then it's a whole different conversation. And the reason it's a different conversation is because we don't need to rely on the tzitz. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur says that when the tzibur is tameh, then the halach is we don't have any concern and has nothing to do with Ritzi Tzitz. Ask the Gemara, how could one suggest that Rabbi Yossi holds the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? We know that the Vatanya, the Braisa teaches us regarding two situations. One is a Kohen who is involved in burning the ashes of the Paraduma. And as the Gemara explains in a number of places in Shas, that there was a halacha, that the person, the Kohen, who was involved in burning the Parah Aduma, was a Kohen who was a Tful Yoim, was a person who went to the mikveh that day, but had not yet have Harav Shemesh. Because and they specifically chose such a Kohen to show that the Tzedokim were wrong, who said that we cannot use such a Kohen. And then there's the Kohen Gadol, who does the Avoid on Yom Kippur, which the Mishnayis in Masech de Yuma discuss, has to prepare himself for 7 days before Yom Kippur, before he did the Avoid on Yom Kippur. And so again, the first Kohen, because we wanted him to have all the other areas of Tahara, because we gave him this leniency, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, when we speak about both of these Kohanim, the loch is Mazen Olav Kol Shiva Yomim, for every day of the 7 days before Yom Kippur, for the 7 days before he was going to do the Avodah on the Parah Aduma, they separated him and spritzed on him from the Parah Aduma. But not only did they spritz on him from Parah Aduma to make sure that he's truly tar, but they spritzed on him mikol chatoa shahayusham, from all the Parah Aduma ash which they saved over the year. And as the Gemara explains, Rashi explains it here, that they saved from every Parah Aduma some ash that they accumulated, going back to the first Parah Aduma from the Moshe Rabbeinu prepared. There's two ways of the Rishonim debate how exactly it was done. Some say that they took every one of those paraduma ashes and they spritzed it, they used it to spritz on the Kohen Gadol. Others explain that they made a mixture of all of the paraduma ashes and that's what they spritzed on the Kohen, because the reason we did it is because we need to be concerned that every paraduma ash that we have here maybe wasn't prepared properly. So we use as many paraduma ashes as available to make sure that the Kohen Gadol, if this paraduma ash wasn't done right, I have a different paraduma ash that was maybe done right. The Rambam and the Bartanura have a different approach. It wasn't that they used all of the ashes all of the days, but rather they explain that every day, we said that every day they spritzed on him from the Parah Aduma, every day they used a different one. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein mazen, we didn't do hazah, ela shlishi v'shvi b'vad. The halacha is that if somebody becomes tamei, we have to do hazah on him. When tamei meis, when do we do hazah on him? On the third day and the seventh day. So here too, Rabbi Yossi holds, we are concerned that perhaps this Kohen, these Kohanim that we're discussing, are Tamei Meis. We want to make sure that we are Metar them. So by spritzing on them on the third day and the seventh day, that's enough to do, to accomplish what we need to do. So the way to understand the Machloikas, so Rabbi Yossi's opinion makes a lot of sense. If we're worried that he's Tamei, so let's go through the process of Azor Shlishi V'Shvi. Why do we have to do the extra days? So the Gemara in Masechta Yevuma explains that what's the machloikus of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi? The question is, if Tfila Bezmano Mitzvah, if somebody has to go to the mikveh, is there a specific mitzvah that he should go to the mikveh the day that he's supposed to go? Or he should go whenever he wants to go, that he should be tor? Ramei's opinion is that Tfila Bezmano Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi's opinion will be that tefillah is mana, not mitzvah. And the Gemara suggests that the same machloikis they have regarding tefillah b'zmano, they'll have regarding hazor b'zmano. So, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not just that we should be mazah on a person who's tamei on the third day, on the seventh day. It's preferable, it's the mitzvah, to do it on the third day, on any third day or any seventh day. It's the mitzvah to do it on the third day from his tumah, or on the seventh day from his tumah. Since we don't know, because this whole hazor that we're doing here, is we don't know exactly when he became tamei, and therefore Ramei says, do hazor every day. Every one of the first 3 days, because we have to be concerned, every one of the first 3 days, maybe that is the third day from when he became tamei. The last 3 days, we do hazor, because we have to be concerned on every one of those days, that maybe it's the seventh day from when he became tamei. But Ramei will agree, on the fourth day, Ramei will agree they don't do hazor. Because certainly, from when we separated him, he has not become tamei. And therefore, the fourth day is certainly not the third day from when he became tamei. And maybe it's the seventh day from when he became tamei. Because the halach is, even though it's the seventh day, you can't do hazor on the seventh day if you didn't do hazor on the third day first. And therefore, according to a mayor, do hazor on every one of the 7 days, besides on the fourth day. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds that even if Rabbi Yossi holds hazor b'zmana, tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, he says that has nothing to do with hazor b'zmana mitzvah. And therefore, if we do hazor on the third day and the seventh day, that is adequate. Now, says the Gemara, v'sakadatak sov Rabbi Yossi tumahut mitzibur, if Rabbi Yossi holds the tumahut mitzibur, so then these kabbonis that are brought on Yom Kippur are kabbonis tzibur. And if Rabbi Yossi holds tumahut mitzibur, so then there's no need to do hazor at all, because the koi tumahut mitzibur. So clearly Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to do some sort of hazor. The only question is, what type of azar do we have to do? But the question is, why do we have to do azar if tumah hutra b'tzibur? So the question that Tosfos in Masech the Yuma Daf Chesam and Aleph Divrei Maskil he asks, but we know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur did not just bring Karbanos Tzibur, he had to bring an ayil la'ayla, and that ayil that he brought is brought from his own money. It's a kapara for him and his family. So there we can't say tumah hotra b'tzibur. So the answer is that, so Tosfos answers, if you're of the opinion that tumah hotra b'tzibur, he's also going to be lenient. Let's think about this. And the entire Hazar that we've been discussing now is really a Chumrah, because we have no reason, we have no substantive reason to believe that the Kohen Gadol is Tameh. So if you hold Tumah Dechui B'Tzibur, explains Tosfos, we want to avoid Tumah at all cost, even on an outside Suffolk. But if you hold Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur, Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur teaches us that we don't have to be so concerned. So we don't have to be so concerned. Why do we have to do Dazar Shlishi V'Shvi? Elamachvarta, given all the issues that we've discussed around Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Machvarta Masnisid like Rabbi Yossi, we have no other choice but to conclude that our Mishnah cannot follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. We learned in the previous shiur a brisa that Rabbi Yossi discussed the Machloikas of Yeshua and Belazar, that discusses the machloikis, if we could do zrikas adam if there is no basar, if we could do kaimitz if there are no shrayim. Amalei Rapapa Labaya. So Rav Yossi made a statement, which Rabapa asks Abaya. Rav Yossi shtar mzakel beitrehu, when you have a shtar, a document of IOU, it either means that the loiva owes money, or it means that the loiva doesn't owe money. But it can't mean both. Here, let's read, says the Gemara, the statement Rabbi Yossi made. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Roy Ani Estiva Rabbi Lezer Bezvachim, I agree with Rabbi Lezer's opinion by Kabanis, V'rediva Rabbi Yishu Bezvachim, and I agree with Rabbi Yishu's opinion by Kabanis, V'rediva Rabbi Lezer B'Menachas, I agree with Rabbi Lezer's opinion by Menachas, V'rediva Rabbi Yishu B'Menachas, and I agree with Rabbi Yishu's opinion by Menachas. So, Diva Rabbi Lezer Bezvachim, I agree with Rabbi Lezer said, Dam apishem basa, you could do zrikas dam even if there's no basa left. Divrei Rabbi Yishu Bezvachim, shayayma im ein dam ein basar. If im ein basar ein dam. If there's no dam, then you can't put the basar on the mizbeach. And if there's no basar, you can't do zrikas dam. And then he continues saying, Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Menachas, shayayma hakoimitz apishem shrim shrayim. You could burn the koimitz even though there are no shrayim left over. Divrei Rabbi Yishu ben Menachas, shayayma im ein shrim shrayim if there are no shrayim. Ain't kaimitz, then you can't burn the zvachim. If there ain't kaimitz, and if there's no kaimitz, and shrayim, then you can't eat the koyanim, can't eat the shrayim. So you can't hold like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua at the same time, even though the words of the Braisa seem to indicate that Rabbi Yossi holds like both of them. Amalei says Abaya, this is what he meant to say. He didn't mean to pick who he holds like. He tried to explain the Meschloikas of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer, Umestabrakama. And he was trying to say as follows. When Rabbi Yossi was speaking about Kabonis, and he was explaining the Meschloikas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, Omer, he said, just like they argue by Kabonis, Pligi Nami Menachas, the same Meschloikas will be by Menachas. And Koyba Menachas, and he was learning Masech Tesar Menachas, Amr, he said, the Pligi Menachas, the same way that they have a Machloikas by Menachas, Pligi Nam Bezvachim, they're arguing by Zvachim also. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, Hotainach, that's acceptable when you say, the Kikoy Bezvachim, when he was learning Zvachim, Omar, so he made a statement, Mstabrikech, the Pligi Bezvachim, that just like we have this Machloikas Bezvachim, Pligi Nami Menachas, they also have the same Machloikas Bemenachas. Dika Kroy, the Psukim that we discussed yesterday, on which the Machloikas Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua based, Kik Siv Bezvachim Ksivi, are mentioned regarding Kabonis. Ella, says the Gemara, Kikoy Bemenachas, how do we explain? How do we accept your explanation that what he said when he was learning Menachas, V'amar, he said, the same way to argue with Menachos to also argue with Zvachim, the whole Machlokes is really based on Kabbanis, and then we said it also applies to Menachos. But we can't say it the other way. Ella says the Gemara, we have to give a different explanation and how to understand what Rabbi Yossi said. Eloi Kasha. Ryan is the Rabbi Lezer v'Nitma. If the carbon got the meat of the carbon got tamei, or the shrine of the carbon mincha got tamei, there I agree with Rabbi Lezer that you could still do zrikas adam. And I agree, and I think the divrei Rabbi Shuba of the Sarif, but if the basar or the shrayim got lost or burnt, there I agree with Rabbi Shua that you cannot do zrika sadam, you cannot do the burning of the kaimitz. And the Gemara explains it. But nitma my tama, why does he agree with Rabbi Lezer by nitma? Because when nitma, then we have the concept that we've been discussing of medaratzi tzitz. The tzitz affects that it's not considered tamei, and therefore it's considered as if the basar is still in existence. If the basar is still in existence, that's why we could do zrika sadam. Ask the Gemara, how can we offer such a pshat? We began today's shir, that ain't had tzitz merat, Rabbi Yossi the Omer, ain't had tzitz merat salachilas, that the tzitz is not effective under those circumstances. So that can't be pshat. Ella, we try another pshat. Loikasha. Ryan is the Rebbe Lezer but Tzibur. By Kabbanat Tzibur, I agree with Rebbe Lezer. For Ryan is the Rebbe Yeshua but Yochid. And I agree with Rebbe Yeshua's opinion by Kabbanat Yochid. And the Gemara explains. By Kabbanat Tzibur, Tama, my Tama, why are you being more lenient by Kabbanat Tzibur? Mishum, the Tama Hutter but Tzibur. Because Tama Hutter but Tzibur, and therefore it's much more of a lesser problem. Ask the Gemara, Chada, the Shamlai Rabbi Yossi, we've just learned, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Tchum Tchuy B'Tzibur, because we explained that Rabbi Yossi, if Rabbi Yossi held Tchum Hutra B'Tzibur, he would not require Hazah on the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So as we just explained a few minutes ago, that is a proof that Rabbi Yossi does not hold Tchum Hutra B'Tzibur. Void, Ibitzibur. If by Kabbanat Tzibur, that's where he holds like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer machshir v'loy Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yossi should have paskened like Rabbi Lezer v'amrit. But we learned in yesterday's shir, the last part of yesterday's shir, the betzibur afil Rabbi Shua moida. What we're saying is that Rabbi Yossi said by Kabbanat Tzibur, I'm going to agree with Rabbi Lezer. By Kabbanat Tzibur is no machlokes. Rabbi Shua also agrees by Kabbanat Tzibur. Ella, so the Gemara tries another way of interpreting what Rabbi Yossi means. Ella, Ryan is the Rabbi Lezer b'di'evid. B'di'evid, if somebody did Zrikas Adam, or somebody did Haktaras Kaimitz, when there's no meat, or no Shirayim, but the evidence acceptable, V'divrei Rabbi Shua l'chatchila you shouldn't do that Zrikas Adam or Haktaras Kaimitz. Ask the Gemara again. We learned in yesterday's shir, the Evid, I feel Rabbi Shua namen maiduhu. In a situation of the Evid, even Rabbi Shua agrees that it would be acceptable. So what's the pshat that you're picking Rabbi Lezer? There's nothing to pick. They agree in such a situation. The Ktani, as the Braisa taught us, maidu Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is maidu to im. Zorak, that if the basar became tamei, and you shouldn't have done zrikas adam, because of Yeshua's concept of ain basar ain dam, that if you did do zrika, hurtza, it's going to be effective. Answers the Gemara, that even though Rabbi Yeshua, we learned, agrees that b'dievet it works, ha b'tuma, when does Rabbi Yeshua agree that it works b'tuma? That's only if nitma basar, if the basar became tamei. For her, Rabbi Yossi wasn't speaking about where the basar became tamei. He was speaking about a situation ba'avad v'sarif, where the meat is not here, got burnt or got lost. And kiktani, and the Gemara explains itself. When we learned in the Braisa yesterday that Maida Rabbi Shua, the Rabbi Shua agrees, Shem Zorak, that but the evidence if you did it, hurtza, it will be effective. When was he speaking about? He was speaking about a situation of nitma, where it became tamei. Ava be'ovid v'sarif, he wouldn't even be lenient b'di'evet. Because, as Rashi explains, that when it's nitma, so even though there's a real disqualification with this basur, but it is in existence. Whereas Ovid v'sorif, the basur is not in existence at all. Tosfos learns that the reason there's a difference between nitma and Ovid v'sorif, because even though the tzitz may not have such strong ability to be meratza on achilas as we began today's shir, but b'di'evid maybe it works. Rabbi Shua will agree. And that's why by nitma, Rabbi Shua will agree. But Ovid v'sorif, there Rabbi Shua was not makel. And comes along Rabbi Yossi, the chikam of Rabbi Yossi, Royan is the Rabbi Lezbe the Yevid, that even by Ovid v'sorif, where Rabbi Shua himself is not makel, ever, even by the Yevid, comes along Rabbi Yossi and said that in that case, even by Ovid v'sorif, but the Eved, I'll agree with Rabbi Lezer. So we've been discussing, as we learned in our previous year, that by a carbon seber that's brought by Tuma, there's a difference between the carbon Pesach and all other Kabbonis. All other Kabbonis, even if they're brought by Tuma, they may not be eaten if they were brought by Tuma. Because by the carbon Pesach, if it was brought by Tuma, may be eaten. Because the whole purpose, as we discussed in our previous year, of the Karban Pesach is that it should be eaten. We also have learned many times that the Zrikas Adam, that is what makes the Karban have a kapara, has only after you have Zrikas Adam can we eat the meat and can we be makter the emerim. Now we've been discussing for the last two shiurim, the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. The machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua is if Rabbi Shua's opinion is em basar. If there's no basar ain't dam, we can't do zrika. Rabbi Lezer disagrees, and therefore begins our mishnah. Nitma basar, if the carbon pesach meat became tamei v'chelev, but the chelev of the carbon pesach is still kayim, is still here, ain't a zarik sadam. You can't do Zrik Sadam. Because if all the basar became tamei, you won't be able to eat it. And if you can't eat it, then you've defeated the purpose of the Karban Pesach. And what you're going to have to do is wait for Pesach Sheni, Rashi explains. Nitma chelev, but if the chelev became tamei, but you have the basar kayim, then the halach is Zrik Sadam. Even though there won't be any zrikas, there won't be any haktaras emrim on this carbon, it doesn't make a difference. Even though there won't, because you have basar and you have dam, and that's all you need. Umugdashim, by all other kabbanas, enakain. Abish anitma basar, even if Yeshua will agree that even if the basar became tamei, but you have a chaylev kayim, you still have the chaylev, that's enough to be able to do zrikas adam. The halacha, actually, as the Rambam teaches us, that is, im ein basar, ein dam. As we've also been learning in our shir, this halacha applies not just to kabbonis, but as we just discussed, it applies to carbon mechus as well. It's interesting that when we look in the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shua, that im ein basar, ein dam. But regarding Karban Mincha, the Rambam holds that we could do Sreifas Kaimitz, even though all the Shrayim are not here. But our Gemara, as we've been learning, has been teaching that these two halachas travel together. So how does the Rambam, or why does the Rambam, differentiate between Karban Kabbonis and Karban Mincha? So the Asameach explains that the burning of the kaimitz serves a dual function. It brings kapara, like the zrika, and also is similar to the burning of the emrim. So he explains that Rabbi Shua's opinion, im ein basar ein dam, means primarily to teach us that we can't have a kapara if im ein basar, just with the zrika sadam of a carbon that the basar isn't left. But that has nothing to do, says the Arsameich according to the Rambam, that you can't burn the Emrim. And therefore, burning the Kaimitz is like burning the Amrim, and that's why you're allowed to do it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav, that we just learned in our Mishnah that if all of the boss of the Karm Pesach became Tamei, we don't do Zrik Sadam. And as we explained, the reason is because the whole purpose of bringing the Karm Pesach is to be able to eat from the meat. If all the meat is Tamei, there's no point. Says the Gemara, if somebody, Zorak, if somebody did Zrik Sadam on such a Karm Pesach, where all the boss became Tamei, Hurtza, it works, and he wouldn't even have to do Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, but how could we say that? For Bina Achila, as we've been explaining, there's a special inyan to eat. The whole purpose of bringing the Karm Pesach is to be able to eat that Karm Pesach. And this Karm Pesach, we wouldn't be able to eat because all of the Basar is Tamei. Answers the Gemara, Achila loy ma'akva. That the achila of the Karm Pesach is not essential to the mitzvah of akrova Karm Pesach, and if one brought a Karm Pesach, even though he won't be able to eat it, he still will have fulfilled the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, v'ksiv, the pasuk says regarding the Karm Pesach, ish lefi oichloi tochaisu eloseh. So we see that the whole point is the achila. Answers the Gemara, that's only a mitzvah l'chatchila. That's only l'chatchila that we should do that way, but not b'di'evit. So here the Gemara is teaching us a chiddush, that achilas Pesach, the eating of the Karm Pesach, that the Gemara is suggesting, is loy ma'akva. And of course the question is, even though the Gemara has said that the pasuk of ish lefi oichloi is only here to teach us l'chatchila, but the Torah does keep on discussing v'achlus abesar, that you're supposed to eat the meat. So how can we say that it's not ma'akva? So I saw that the Sefer Tzidkas Yosef explains that what was the whole purpose of their bringing Karm Pesach? As the pasuk says, Mishchu kulchem, Mishchu yudeichem avodah zarah, separate yourself avodah zarah, and come connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially since we know that those animals were the avodah zarah of the Mitzrim. So soon as somebody is makriv the Karm Pesach, he is demonstrating that he doesn't believe in avodah zarah. So yes, the Torah says he should eat the Karm Pesach, but the main point of the Karm Pesach is to demonstrate that we are not involved with avodah zarah, and that is accomplished as soon as we had that proper hakrava. Ask the Gemara, Ulak Vloy, can we say that the eating is not absolutely essential? The Pasuk says, B'michsas, Malam She'en HaPesach En Nishcha El Menuyof, we've learned that you could only bring the Karm Pesach for people who register for that animal. Yocht or Shacht Shloy El Menuyof, if you brought it for, the Kohen brought the carbon, he only had in mind people who were not registered. Ye ka'ovel mitzvah, it maybe should be considered as if he did something wrong, but the carbon would still be kosher. Tamaloyme ish lofi ochle techaso, hakasav shana lov la'akav, we know in Kachim the halacha is that whenever the Torah says something twice, the halacha comes to teach us that that is absolutely required. And we know the iskish, just like the halach is that you have to register, so too did we learn back on Daf Samach Aleph that you could only bring Karm Pesach for people who could eat the carbon. So how can we say that the oichlam are not ma'akif? Says the Gemal al Rav, the Mishnah that teaches us that if you did Zrika on a Karm Pesach, even though the boss became Tamei, the carbon is still kosher, is following the opinion of Rav Nosson. Damar, Rav Nosson's opinion clearly is that Chilas Pesachim loy ma'akva, that the Chilas Pesach is not essential. Ask the Gemara, hi Rav Nosson, where do we find that opinion of Rav Nosson? Il Rav Nosson will say it's Rav Nosson of this brisa. The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, Menayin Shekol Yisrael Yoytzim bePesach Echad, that if all of Klal Yisrael just brought one Karman Pesach, that would be enough. And certainly, if all of Klal Yisrael just brought one Karman Pesach, there wouldn't be a kezayis to every one of them. Yet he's saying it's going to be a valid Karman Pesach. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "V'shachar oisay kol adas Yisrael ben abayim." And let's understand that pasuk. V'ki kol ashol shechtim. Does every member of Klal Yisrael shech the Karman Pesach? V'loy ain't shechet el echad. There's only one person who's going to do the shechita. Allah, Says Reb Nosson, what is the pasuk coming to teach us? Melamed shekol Yisrael yoytzu Pesach echad. All of Klal Yisrael could be yoytzu the mitzvah with one carbon Pesach, even though there won't be a chila of a kazayis to every person. So we see that the chila is not ma'akif. Says the Gemara, that's not a proof. Dil mashani hasam. Maybe over there, the way to look at it is that the memshichani, if some people who registered will unregister or decide not to eat, v'chazilhani, other people, even though we're bringing the carbon Pesach for all of Klal Yisrael, we could have a situation, explains the Gemara, where people constantly unregister themselves. V'memshichichani, chazilhani. Other people will constantly unregister themselves. So potentially everybody, and that's still valid Karm Pesach, and everybody, the Karm Pesach will have been brought to have a kazayis potentially for everybody. So here we learn a very interesting concept, that even though not everybody will be able to use the Karm Pesach, but since we don't know but some people will, and we don't know who those people will be and who those people will not be, that is enough to make the Karm Pesach be considered a kosher Karm Pesach. The Marsham, and the Shalos Chuvos Marsham, Chelek Hey, Simen Mem Vav, uses this concept that our Gemara just taught us to discuss an interesting Shaila. It says, in the world where if the shul is dark Shabbos morning, so now if an Akum, if a Nakri will come and put on the lights in the shul, we can't use those lights. If the Nakri put on the lights specifically for Yisraelim, a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos. However, he says, if there's one light on in the shul, so then when the Akum turned on the additional lights, then we could be lenient. Because he explains, as long as there's one light open in the shul, we could always say that I am the person that's going to sit next to that light that's on already. If I'm the individual that's sitting next to the light that's on already, so then the Nachri, when he put on the light, didn't really do anything on my behalf. And we keep on saying that on every person in the shul, just like our Gemara said it regarding every individual in Klal Yisrael for the Karban Pesach, and therefore you would be allowed to, that would be a reason why maybe you could be lenient in such a situation. But we're still looking where Reb Nosson teaches us that the Chilas Pesach is not ma'akif. Says the Gemara Lahor Reb Nosson, this opinion of Reb Nosson, the Tanya Nimel of Chabura Achas, if one group registered on this animal for Karm Pesach, the Chazra Nimel of Chabura Achas, so then a different group registered, Rishonim, the first group, Yeshlem Kazayis, that each one of them has a Kazayis in the Karm Pesach, Oichlem, they eat from that Karm Pesach, and Baturim last Pesach Sheni, they need not make a Pesach Sheni. Achroinim, Eilem Kazayis, but the second group that registered, that don't have a kazayis of meat from the Karm Pesach, ein oichlem, they can't eat the Karm Pesach, v'chayovin las Pesach Sheni, they're going to have to make a Pesach Sheni. Reb Nosson Oimer, elu ve'elu, both groups, peturim las Pesach Sheni, need not make a Pesach Sheni, shekva nizrik adam, they did zrik sadam, when all of these individuals were registered. So you see, that even though the second group won't be able to eat from the Karm Pesach, doesn't mean that the carbon isn't a valid carbon for them. Says the Gemara Kati, that still is not necessarily a great proof. Because Dilmashani Hasam, the Mimshachani, Chazalu, the same terms the Gemara just gave. Then one group may unregister, and then it'll be valid for the other group, and that's why everybody's considered like they had in a Kazayas. Ask the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's the way you're going to explain that Brisa, listening, so then the Brisa should have said, Hoyl v'ruin l'moshech. Why does the Brisa focus on the fact shekva nizrik adam? Shema mino, that the Brisa is trying to teach us, b'dam talya milsa, all we look for is that the zrikas, that there should be a proper zrikas adam, but the chila loy ma'akva. So now we've been able to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is teaching us that even though nitma habosar, if they did Zrik Saddam with the Karm Pesach, it's still going to be a valid Karm Pesach because the Achila loy mekva. Says the Gemara, my dukkah, why the Rav? Ask the Gemara, what forces Rav, the Mukalei Masnis L'chatchila? The Rav is telling us that even L'chatchila, we could do Zrik Saddam of the Karm Pesach that became Tamei, and have to say that our Mishnah is following Reb Nosson that holds the Chila in Ma'akva, Nukman Rabbanan. Why don't we explain that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbanan that hold that the Chilas Korban Pesach is Ma'akav, but fill the Eved Nami Loi, and we'll say that the Eved, it's not fine, says the Gemara. Rav Masnisa Kashishi. Rav had a problem with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amai Tanan ain't Zorik Saddam. Why did Mishnah say that if the Bnit Ma'abasa don't do Zorik Saddam? Why did Mishnah not use a stronger word? The Mishnah should have said Pasul. Al Shema Mino, what the Mishnah means to say is ain't Zorik L'chatchila. The L'chatchila we should do Zorik Saddam if all of the Basar became Tomei. Ava the Evid, Shapadami. Why would the Evid Shapadami? Because we're following the opinion of Reb Nosson that the Achila is Loi Ma'akva. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, Reb Nosson Ishlefi Ochloi, what does he do with that pasuk? If the Achila is not Ma'akev, Lomeli, answers the Gemara, Be'inan Gavri the Chazal Achila. What he's going to use that pasuk to teach us is that the Korban Pesach should be brought on behalf of a person that can eat. But if you brought, as we discussed previously in Amasachta, the Korban Pesach only for people who can't eat from the Korban Pesach, then the Korban Pesach is disqualified. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana Lahada Tana Rabbanan, who is the Tana of that learned this Braisa? Shachta La'achloi. If you shechted the Korban Pesach on behalf of people who could eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. However, Vizorka Dama Shloi La'achlov. But Zrik Saddam, you had in mind people who can't eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. Ha Pesach Atzmai Kosher, that the Korban Pesach is kosher, Vodim Yotze Beidei Chvasoi, and you could be Yotze the Chiv Korban Pesach with that Korban Pesach, even though you can't eat it. Kaman, should we say, because it was Zorik Shloi Loichlov, name Reb Nosson he, V'loi Reb Nosson, should we say that it's only following the opinion of Reb Nosson who holds, as we've been learning, Achil Loi Ma'akla, says the Gemara, Afilo Tema Rabbanan. You could even say it's following the opinion of Rabbanan. But, Eimach Shavas Oichlam Bezrika. Yes, there's a, if you, we've been learning in this Masechta, that if you bring a Korban Pesach, Shloi Loichlov, you're not Yoitza. When is that machshava a problem? That machshava is a problem by the Shchita. Here we're talking about the Zrika. By Zrika, that isn't an issue. Continues the Gemara. Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Hareisha Yechayel B'Shah Shchita. If one of the people who the Korban Pesach is being brought was ill when they did the Shchita, and therefore he can't eat from the Korban Pesach, V'Chol B'Shah Zrika. By the time the Zrika came, he's Baruch Hashem well. Cholim b'shas shchita, or vice versa. He was healthy by the time of the shchita. V'cholim b'shas zrika. The halach is ain't shaychtim v'zarkin lov. You can't bring the Korban Pesach, not the shchita, not the zrika, on such an individual. Ache cholim, unless he's baruch shem healthy, b'shas shchita ache zrika throughout. Kaman, name Rabbanan, he v'lo Reb Nosson, because Reb Nosson doesn't have a problem with shloi with achila. Says the Gemara, Fil Tema Reb Nosson. No, it could even follow the opinion of Reb Nosson, because even Reb Nosson will agree, as we explained a moment ago, Gavra the Chazal L'Chila Binan, that even though the Chil is not Ma'akiv, but the Korban Pesach has to be brought on behalf of an individual who can eat it.